You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, and welcome to this new show called Ayurveda, the Science of Life, on UK Health Radio. My name is Dr. Oscar Adukon. I'm working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast, Northern Ireland, following a career working as a GP, family doctor, throughout the UK and Ireland. In this show, I will introduce the listener to the ancient system of medicine known as Ayurveda, which is still in use today and growing in popularity worldwide. I will explain the origins and principles of Ayurveda and give clear, simple, understandable explanations for how it can work in our modern lives. I will discuss how Ayurveda can connect us to our own nature, as well as the wider world of nature around us. We are all part of nature and need to restore these connections in our daily lives. I will interview like-minded therapists and health experts to discuss their approach to health and wellness and how it connects with Ayurveda. This show aims to reflect the growing move away from the narrow confines of conventional medicine to a deeper, more holistic and personalized view of health and wellness. Ayurveda is a nature-based system which uses food, simple herbal remedies, daily practices, and herbal-based medications to achieve balance of body and mind. So much of the root cause of illness today are caused by our digestion and lifestyle. Ayurveda teaches us that everything we do in our lives has an effect upon our well-being and health. On this show, I hope to teach you and show you how learning about Ayurveda will benefit you and your health now and into the future. On this show today, I'd like to discuss a condition which is very common these days and is poorly understood by both patients and doctors and can be difficult to treat as a result. And this is the condition of fibromyalgia. You may have heard of this condition, and or you may have suffered from this condition in the past. I may have it at this moment in time. And I thought it's worth explaining how Ayurveda explains the causes of this condition and the imbalances that are present and how it manages the condition with a diet and lifestyle and some herbal medications that have been found to be helpful for this condition. Now, fibromyalgia is one of the chronic common diseases, and it causes widespread pain, muscle pain, and stiffness and tenderness in the muscles and the joints. And it can occur at any age. It is most common in middle-aged women. Now, regardless of the severity of the symptoms, fibromyalgia can be a disabling condition that significantly impacts a person's quality of life. So, even though the symptoms may not be very severe, it can still have quite a significant impact on your daily life and how you function. Now, Ayurveda can effectively help to reverse the condition and ease the fibromyalgia symptoms by addressing the root cause factors and restoring the balance of the doshas that are present in this condition. Now, fibromyalgia is considered to be
a state of imbalanced body and mind. And this then manifests as several symptoms, which when they occur together in a cluster are called fibromyalgia or fibromyalgia syndrome. Now the treatment of fibromyalgia in Ayurveda focuses on the promoting your physical and mental well-being, particularly so a build-up, as well as regulating your emotional balance. How do we do this in Ayurveda? Well, I've explained the principle of like increases like and opposites balance. And we come back to it again and again when we think about treatment. So what we do is we identify the imbalance that's present in this condition, and we reverse it by diet, lifestyle, and herbal medications and remedies. So by using the herbal supplements and advising dietary and lifestyle changes or adjustments or modifications, as well as recommending Ayurvedic massage and self-massage, as well as some gentle prescribed exercise, and a good example of this would be yoga, which really comes into its own in a condition like fibromyalgia, where if you recommend normal type of exercise pattern, it can make the problem worse or symptoms can get worse. Now, this helps the patients with fibromyalgia to find relief from the excessive stress and mental strain, the muscle pains, the aching joints, and the constant fatigue, and also helps by improving their sleep quality, which can often be an associated problem in this condition. So let's go back to the start. How was fibromyalgia diagnosed from a conventional point of view? Now, there's no single test or blood test that can diagnose fibromyalgia, unlike other conditions, such as, say, rheumatoid arthritis, which can present in a similar way. Instead, the diagnosis is made on a combination of factors. So it's like a diagnosis of exclusion in many ways. We take a medical history and a physical examination to check and see if there's anything that is obvious in that assessment. We may do blood tests. Your doctors may do a blood test to rule out other conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis or an inflammatory joint condition called inflammatory condition that affects the muscles, should I say, called polymyalgia rheumatica, where your inflammatory markers are very high in your blood. And the doctors would do a questionnaire. So they would go through a tick box of symptoms and try and list the number of symptoms that you're presenting with. And when these symptoms occur, when there's a more than a certain number of these symptoms occurring together, it's more likely you have this condition called fibromyalgia. So let's look at some of the symptoms, the common symptoms of fibromyalgia, or as I like to say, the top 10 symptoms. Now, some people with fibromyalgia have mild symptoms, while others have more severe symptoms, like I said earlier. And while it's difficult to categorize fibromyalgia stages, it can lead to multiple health complications and severe symptoms later on if you're not treated in time. So the commonest symptom, number one, would be muscle and joint pain. And this is widespread in various parts of the body. And it's often described as a deep ache, which is worst when you wake up first thing in the morning. The second symptom is fatigue. And this fatigue can be severe and debilitating. And as I said, it can affect how you function on a daily basis. And you may be tired in the morning and exhausted, even after you've had a good night's sleep. Sleep disturbances as well is number three. And this can make everything worse. It exacerbates the pain and all the other symptoms. And if we remember back to what we regard as the three pillars of good health in Ayurveda, they are number one, your food and your digestion. Number two, sleep. And number three, your lifestyle practices, or the practices or routines you have during the day. The fourth symptom that's described is memory and concentration problems. Patients describe difficulty in remembering and in concentrating, and they have this brain fog that's a common phrase to use these days. The fifth symptom is headaches. They experience different types of headaches, such as tension headaches or migraines. Number six would be painful, tender trigger spots. And there's chronic pain and tender spots in the muscles. And of course, seven, there is digestive problems as well. So fibromyalgia is associated with increased incidence, or it's more common to have irritable bowel type syndrome with abdominal pain, bloating, constipation, and or diarrhea. The eighth symptom that's often described is psychological. It's depression with increased levels of anxiety, high levels of mental stress and mood swings, and this makes it difficult to cope with the pain and the physical symptoms on top of it. There is a reported increase in the sensitivity to light, noise, and temperature. So this is another symptom that's reported. So increased sensitivity or hypersensitivity. So your senses are on edge, so to speak. And lastly, number 10, is joint stiffness and feeling especially stiff early in the morning. Now, if you have fibromyalgia, you may not have all of these symptoms, and the symptoms can come and go depending on various factors, including your stress levels, the weather, even the time of day, and they vary in intensity. And that's what can be so frustrating about them. The condition is difficult to understand for the patient. It's difficult to explain what causes it, and it's difficult to chart a treatment plan for every single patient, because the presentation is different even within the same patient. So I will take a short break now, and I will come back to discuss what causes fibromyalgia from a conventional point of view, as we understand, and from an Ayurvedic point of view, which is the most important area we're going to be looking at this today on the show. So we'll see you back in a couple of minutes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back to the show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. And in this episode today, I'm talking about Ayurveda and the common condition of fibromyalgia, which is a very difficult condition to understand and to treat, and it's frustrating for the patient and the doctor when treatments are ineffective and the condition waxes and wanes, and it can affect your functioning in daily life. Now, earlier in the show, I described the definition of fibromyalgia, or the commonest reported symptoms that are present in the condition, and I'd like to just briefly talk about what causes or what's thought to be the cause of fibromyalgia because it's such a poorly understood condition. Now, it's not clear what causes it, but it's thought to be due to a combination of factors that involves maybe a faulty or a poor diet and lifestyle factors. Certainly excessive stress and mental health issues have an impact upon it, and possibly genetic factors. So in other words, the cause is unknown, but it's thought to be related to abnormal levels of certain chemicals in the brain and changes in the way that the nervous system processes pain signals. And there may be damage to some of the tissues at a cellular level, tissue that support our joints and muscles. So it's unclear definitely what causes, but it is a genuine condition as it's described in terms of the symptoms that are reported and associated with the other conditions that are associated with the condition of fibromyalgia. Now, what are the conventional treatments? I'll run through these very quickly because the treatments are many and varied. You may need a number of these different treatments to find which works best for you. So they're often used in combination. Obviously, pain medications are used to treat it, and a varied number of anti-inflammatories and paracetamol and codeine-based painkillers are used to treat it. And some antidepressants as well have a pain-killing effect on nerve tissue and muscle. And stretching exercises, specific stretching exercises have been shown to help improve the pain and the fatigue and the sleep problems. A physical therapist might be employed to help you teach these exercises and stretches to relieve your symptoms, so you may get some physiotherapy as well. Cognitive behavioral therapy, which is the therapy that helps you manage the pain by changing the way you think and cope with it. So it's like a psychological counseling type of therapy. Acupuncture. Of course, acupuncture is used a lot for nervous and neurological problems and problems associated with the musculoskeletal symptoms. And it's been shown to have some beneficial effect. Massage as well can help relieve the stiffness and the tension within the muscle and help with any muscle pains. And relaxation techniques like stress reduction techniques such as yoga and meditation, as well as sleep medication, is also used in certain cases that where sleep is a big problem. So you can see there are similarities in some of these treatments to what would be recommended in an Ayurvedic regime or in the Ayurvedic plan as well. Now, it's important to briefly mention there are some health risks and complications associated with the condition. Clearly, you can have issues with the neurological problems associated with it, and you get difficulty with your memory and your concentration, and also you can have problems which are associated with the neurological symptoms like headache and chronic fatigue syndrome. If these conditions are untreated or if they progress, you may go on to develop joint damage if the fibromyalgia is affecting the joint. In a sense, if you're not moving as much, that can lead to joint damage, or if your movement is causing pain, that can also lead to joint damage. And depression and anxiety is a recurring feature in this condition when it is untreated or if it's not properly managed. Now, it's worth taking time to look at how Ayurveda explains the condition of fibromyalgia. And once again, I go back to what I've spoken about before in the idea or the role of ama, the production of ama or toxins within the body channels and within the body tissues. Now, the channels are the channels of the body channels and of the lymph glands and the blood vessels that supply us with nutrients from our digestion and bring back the waste products for excretion. Now, according to Ayurveda, fibromyalgia is one of these chronic conditions which occurs due to the buildup of toxins within the body. And we can think about amla as a gooey substance which builds up in our body due to a number of causes, but commonly improper diet, poor digestion, and lifestyle practices or excessive physical and mental stress, adverse lifestyle practices. And these can clog or block the bloody channels, which then block the flow of energy or the flow of what's called vata, which comes from the vata dosha, or the prana energy inside our body. And the commonest cause of the buildup of amla is, once again, is a poor digestive fire or agni within the gut or our digestion and also the subsequent tissue layers. Now, the vata dosha has a significant role in this, in the pathophysiology or in the cause, the root causes that are associated with fibromyalgia. We know that the vata dosha is the dosha that controls, or the energy within our body that controls, the circulation and the nervous system function. The vata dosha of air and space is responsible for all the movements within our body, and it has a special affinity with the muscle and the bone marrow and the bone tissue layers. So if something goes wrong with the vata dosha, it can manifest fairly early within these tissue layers. And all of these tissue layers of muscle, bone marrow, and bone tissue are involved in the condition of fibromyalgia, which is this obviously clear from the most severe symptoms of muscle pain, stiffness, cramp, bone pain. So an imbalance in the vata dosha will cause stiffness and cramping and muscle pain and even hyperactivity or excess tremor or twitching. These are other examples of an imbalance within this vata dosha. We know that pitta dosha is the dosha that controls our metabolism or the processes that require in our body that require transformation, which is exactly what happens when we eat our food, and it's broken down, transformed, absorbed, and taken to different parts of the body for similar process to happen within the tissue layers. And an imbalance of the pitta dosha causes inflammation and burning sensation and heat. And even though heat isn't a feature per se of fibromyalgia, there is an element of pitta involved in with the tenderness or the pain that's associated with it. So they vata and pitta imbalances tend to go hand in hand if you have a dual imbalance, where things get a little bit more complicated to assess. Now, the kapha dosha, once again, is responsible for structure and lubrication of the joints, particularly. Our joints provide structure, skeleton, and so on. Muscles provide structure. They keep our organs within their cavities, so to speak, chest, heart, stomach, and so on. So any imbalance within this kapha dosha can also cause stiffness and the sensation of maybe pain in the joints. So all three may be involved in the condition of fibromyalgia. But for the purposes of the show, to explain it to a general audience, it's easier to focus on the vata dosha, which is the commonest dosha imbalance in most cases of fibromyalgia. So I will be discussing only the vata dosha with a little discussion about pitta a few times. So, the vata dosha. An imbalance in the vata dosha explains the muscle pain, right? The vata dosha imbalance also causes a tenderness, excessive tenderness within the muscle, and a change in our pain perception. If we remember, the communication or the sensory parts of our body are ruled by vata dosha as well, and they can manifest with this hypersensitivity that we described earlier on, for instance, to loud noises or even bright lights. So it's like a sensory overload or hypersensitivity presentation that you're seeing with the bat imbalance, which can occur in fibromyalgia. So what's important with the Vata dosha is, well, that when it is out of balance, it can move the other doshas out of balance as well. So they're stable on their own, but when Vata dosha is out of balance, it can also have a kind of a spillover effect into the other two doshas. So I appreciate there's a lot to take in what I'm discussing from a point of view of how Ayurveda explains fibromyalgia. However, if we think about your conventional explanation for fibromyalgia, which is poorly understood and poorly described, I do feel that if you look at it from an Ayurvedic point of view and you try and explain it from a point of view of these dosha energies that we're all made up of, and when they go out of balance, we present in specific ways or with specific symptoms associated with parts or nerve systems within our bodies, in this case, the bone and the nervous tissue, it starts to come together and make a little bit more sense. Now, I will briefly just explain how Ayurveda would start to look at treating fibromyalgia. And once again, it's based, it really is, we look at not just treating the symptoms, but treating the overall body and mind to ensure that it's in the best and optimal condition to deal with any conditions. So it's based on the belief that a good health and well-being depend on the balance of these three, of your mind and body and spirit. So when they are in harmony, then you're in the best health. So Ayurveda treatments for fibromyalgia, they focus on restoring balance and with a specific focus on correcting this Vata imbalance, which is often imbalance during in a condition like fibromyalgia. And once again, the combination of treatments focus on diet and the digestion, any lifestyle changes that need to be made, some that need to be dropped, some that need to be added in, use of herbal remedies and herbal medication with the main aims to improve the digestion or regulate the digestion, to remove the ama or the toxins out of the system. So you're treating from the start and treating at the end of the digestion, you're at both ends of it. You're trying to remove any inflammation and pain that's present in the system. So you're thinking there, foods, lifestyle, and particularly herbal medications for this inflammation and pain reduction, and also improving the mental health and the stress reduction and the overall psychological and emotional health. These are also factors that come into play with the food, the lifestyle, and the herbal medication. And the overall effect of this is to boost the immunity and the health of the body and mind to cope with the condition as much as possible and to prove the resilience of the person and the patient to deal with the symptoms and manage them as best possible. But I'll leave that for now and come back and talk about some of the herbs that are used for fibromyalgia in Ayurveda, and also the dietary tips that I can discuss, as well as some lifestyle practices that have shown to be beneficial for patients who have fibromyalgia to manage their symptoms. So I'll see you back in a few minutes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back to this episode all about fibromyalgia and how it's viewed from an Ayurvedic perspective in terms of the explanation of the root causes that are behind the condition and the treatments that we can recommend for this often difficult to manage condition from a point of view of a conventional medical approach, as it's poorly understood and the treatments that are recommended are often not very helpful sometimes. Now, as I said before, in Ayurveda, we all look not just at treating the symptoms, but by looking at the overall health of the patient to build the resilience and the strength in their body and mind, and ultimately their spirit, so that they can manage a condition more effectively. Now, common Ayurvedic herbs that are used, that have been used in condition of fibromyalgia, would be ashwagandha, shatavari, amla, ginger, a herb called shankapushpi, long pepper, guduchi, and rasmin. And these can be used alone, or more often they're used in formulations, which is with a number of different herbal and plant-based products. Now, it's to explain how they work, it's easier to group them into they have many and varied effects, but to group them into the particular areas which they work best in. So some of these herbs and their mode of actions would include a mood enhancing or like a psychoactive type effect. So they would have a psychological benefit on the patient. And these would help in reducing stress and anxiety, improving memory and cognitive function and quality of sleep. And these have been observed over thousands of years, have these effects. So this is how they come in to help in a condition like fibromyalgia, which has these symptoms as part of its syndrome or part of its profile, or symptom profile. And herbal medications that fall within this area of action would be Brahmi, Shankapushpi, Ashwagandha, which is a very commonly known herb in Ayurveda, herbal medication, and Shatavari, which is used a lot in conditions associated with conditions related to women's health. Another area that they can work in is an anti-inflammatory action, which reduces pain and inflammation in the muscle tissues and in the bone tissues. And herbal formulations that are used for this, and herbs and spices that are used for this, would be turmeric, ginger, long pepper, a herb called gugel, guduchi, amla, haritaki, and tulsi. And these also have an effect in boosting your immune system. Another area that they focus on from a herbal medication point of view is improving your digestive fire. So improving and regulating digestive fire, and also helping with the removal of this amla or these toxins and build up in your system. So like I said before, treat it at the start of your digestion system, your digestive process, and coming at the other end of the digestive process where there's an accumulation of what we describe really as undigested food or toxins. So you're coming at it from both ends. And this is called an Agni Pachana and an Agni Deepana approach in Sanskrit. And herbs that work like this are herbs that I have mentioned before, would be Chikatu and Triphala, and of course ginger, and a herb called Avipatikara, which is given in a powder form. And these have an effect on improving their digestion. And there are a number of other herbs that could be helpful, that have been shown to be helpful for the patient with fibromyalgia. And they're either, once again, either prescribed alone as a herb or spice, or more commonly as in a formulation with many other herbal products in the same product. Herbal plant-based products within the same medication. Once again, I stress, if you are interested in trying an Ayurvedic treatment, it is important to consult with an experienced Ayurvedic practitioner, and they can tailor a plan that is specifically suitable for you. Now, I can mention some dietary tips which can be helpful with patients with fibromyalgia. And these are general tips that would be specific for anyone needing to follow a diet that is balancing the Vata dosha. So if there's excess of Vata dosha, this is the type of recommendations you give someone. Adding anti-inflammatory and digestive spices such as cumin, black pepper, ginger, coriander, fennel, and turmeric, adding them to the diet and prepared dishes to help reduce the pain and inflammation. They can also be taken in herbal remedies, which you need to seek advice about from a practitioner. Taking warm and fresh prepared meals that are like soups or bone or meat broths or stews. And a good example for early morning, which is often a difficult meal for people to manage, would be sweet rice porridge, which is a bit like sweet rice pudding, except it's used with spices of fennel, cardamom, and cinnamon with some coconut milk or coconut cream. And this will balance the Vata dosha and promote the digestive fire and help by giving easily digestible meals that are easy to digest. And keep your meal times regular, avoiding the excessive fasting. So skipping meals is hazardous in this, there's a problem associated with Vata imbalance and irregular eating practices. Avoid juicing or a diet that's a diet that's more of a light and low calorie food, such as a vegan diet would be a good example. This is fine in normal situations, certainly, but in a situation where you're heading towards a Vata imbalance, a vegan diet would be detrimental. And avoid distractions around mealtime. You should really keep away from any entertainment distractions, which can I see all the time, not just at home here, but out when you're out house as well. It's always important to focus on your food and be mindful when you eat, and so that you can have an optimum digestive experience and process. Increasing fiber intake will help with regularity of digestion. Avoid raw foods and salads and cold foods. And make sure you're getting enough protein, because protein is important for tissue repair and regeneration. And also will help any issues associated with the muscle tissue layer. And there are foods that you should avoid or try and reduce when you are suffering from fibromyalgia. We spoke about earlier on that improper diet or faulty diet can be associated with some of the root causes that cause fibromyalgia. So dairy products, these have been known to trigger inflammation and worsen symptoms. So the dairy products that we'd recommend would be ghee or clarified butter, which is which is used in Indian cooking, which can substitute. You could substitute instead of some oils, and then natural yogurts. These are good examples of good dairy products. Avoid nightshade vegetables such as tomatoes and potatoes, which have an inflammatory effect. Refined sugars, caffeine as a stimulant for Vata dosha. And it can also reduce your digestive fire, so to avoid and reduce the caffeine intake. Alcohol, for the same reasons, it can trigger inflammation and worsen symptoms. And it also has a stimulant effect on vata and a heating effect on pitta, which is associated with pain in the muscles and muscle tissues. And avoid processed and fried foods and carbonated drinks, because fizzy drinks serve have more of the air and space in them, which will exacerbate vata. Now, lifestyle tips for people with fibromyalgia. These would be fairly simple and common sense, but certainly worth listing them again. The first one would be, because fatigue is a feature, ensure that you're getting enough rest time. And we often overlook this. We're on the go all the time. Sometimes when we think we're relaxing, we're still on a low level kind of activity, you know, so we're not fully switched up. So chronic fatigue is one of the main symptoms. So rest is important to help reduce this. Exercise regularly. And exercise, it's obviously important. It improves your well-being and your overall health, and also can reduce pain, but only do it to 50% of your capacity. So gentle walking, swimming, and cycling, nothing strenuous. Develop a practice for stress reduction practices or techniques. Stress has been associated with fibromyalgia and can make it worse, make the symptoms worse. So it's important to find ways to manage stress in order to reduce any progression of this fibromyalgia. I mean, developing a breathwork practice or a meditation practice, which has been shown to be beneficial in reducing stress, is important. A guided meditation where you're listening to a tape, helping you visualize through your meditation, or a yoga nidra, which is similar, where you're lying flat on the floor in a position of comfort and you're listening to a guided meditation on your headphones. So there are also specific breathwork practices that you can look up and try that will help promote relaxation and reduce your overall stress levels. And this has also been shown to help any healing or repair process within the body. Eating a vata pacifying diet, like I spoke about earlier on, and reducing pitta exacerbating foods like fried foods and processed foods will help your overall health and well-being. And also, by reducing the inflammatory and the inflammatory triggers in the food, you'll help reduce pain or fatigue. Now, I mentioned the fact that fibromyalgia can wax and wane, it can get flare-ups. So it's important to be able to identify what could cause a flare-up. Now, generally speaking, these could be physical or emotional stress factors, weather changes, problems with your sleep, any anxiety, depression, or psychological issues that are in the background. So being aware of these is really important. So if there's a weather change forecast, ensure that you're appropriately wrapped up and that you're not going out and getting chilled when you don't want vata to be imbalanced. Also, if you've got extra travel requirements, for instance, going on holidays or on work trips, if you've got frequent stopovers on a travel schedule or even long haul flights, just to be aware that this could provoke your vata dosha within you, and by doing so, could make an underlying fibromyalgia condition flare-up. And if you're under a lot of stress, either at home with relationships or at work with work schedules, be aware that you need to maybe make some positive changes in your schedule and in your commitments that don't allow you to become even more stressed to flare up the fibromyalgia even further. So checking with yourself daily. It really is all about self-awareness and self-monitoring. And this is where I feel that the self-care practices such as a self-massage or meditation and breath work, and even yoga itself, short yoga practice, allows you the opportunity just to take a pause and check in on yourself, check in your mind and your body and see how you're getting on. And then, of course, speaking of yoga, I couldn't possibly have a show about Ayurveda without mentioning the benefits of yoga practice. And it's particularly helpful in the condition like fibromyalgia, where you don't want to over-exercise. And it has been shown to improve the pain and fatigue reporting in a condition like fibromyalgia. They've done studies on on patients with fibromyalgia, those that do yoga and those that don't do yoga. And certainly the reported pain perception is less in the people who do yoga. And it would be really simple postures that you would try and practice by holding them for 2 to 4 minutes, as long as you can tolerate. Simple poses like a downward dog or a cobra pose, or even a warrior pose where you stand both arms outstretched in a with one knee bent and one leg straight. You could sit with your legs elevated to 90 while you're lying flat, for instance, lying up against the wall, which is a very helpful practice to do if you've been doing long haul flights. And also, I can put some of these up on my website for you to show. I've got some blogs about stress reduction, which incorporates the types of movements that you can do in yoga that will help. It's important also to mention the role of self-massage. Ideally, the best situation would be to get an Ayurvedic massage with a qualified Ayurvedic massage therapist who were using specific herbal medicated oils. But this may not be available for you in your area, or it may not be affordable. However, it's always possible to do simple self-massages on parts of your body that are uncomfortable, sore, like maybe your wrists or your knees. And using certain oils will give you beneficial effects. And the oils I can think of for fibromyalgia would be a lavender oil preparation, peppermint oil, or even rosemary oil. The rosemary oil is a little bit more heating, so you need to be a little bit careful if you've got quite a bit of tenderness in the muscle or the joints that you'd use maybe the lavender peppermint instead. And as with all advice about massage, self-massage, just gentle circle motion doesn't need to be vigorous and directed towards the center. So from the periphery to the center, you'd be directing your massage strokes. And also to try a test patch on, if you're using an oil for the first time, try a little test patch in some place that's on your skin, so that you can determine that you can tolerate it without developing any kind of allergy to it. So I've been struggling with a bit of a cold this week. So my voice is a little bit not so strong today. But I'll summarize briefly by saying that, as we understand fibromyalgia, it's a complex chronic health condition that affects multiple body functions, but particularly the musculoskeletal in the muscle and then bone. And there's no single treatment for it. But if you can understand your triggers and what makes it worse or flares it up, and you can learn how to manage them, this can help you reduce the symptoms and improve your quality of life. So you feel you're becoming more in control of a chronic condition that can affect you. And this is where Ayurveda comes into its own. It works very well for chronic conditions where there's no cure available. And it does so by helping you maintain the balance in your body and mind, and building your strength and immunity via your diet, your digestion, and your lifestyle and choices and self-care practices, as well as using maybe the short-term use of specific herbal medications for flare-ups or for times when symptoms are worse. And it also helps with developing your self-awareness of your body and your mind, and developing these self-care practices which can prevent the relapses of a very troublesome condition, which can allow you to live as normal life as possible. So you're more active and you're happier in yourself. So once again, if you're interested in trying Ayurvedic medicine or seeing it for your condition, it's important to consult with an experienced Ayurvedic practitioner who can tailor a treatment specifically for you. So in addition, they can, an Ayurvedic which will assist you figure out the best diet and foods to take and which meals to avoid to prevent progression of a disease or relapses of a disease. So please check out my website. It's Anam Ayurveda, A-N, N for November, M for Mother. Anam is the Irish word for soul. Ayurveda.com, and the links are in the show. And I'm available for a Zoom consultation or advice call. So please contact me by my website.
Tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. There's always loads to discuss. You can find more information on my website, anamayurveda.com, which is Anam spelled A-N-A-M hyphen A-U-R-V-E-D-A.com. Anam is the Irish word for soul. Until then, as we say in Irish, Cree Fulon Fod Seal. Healthy heart, long life. Take care.